Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech Vav, and we are 18 lines from the top of daf Samech Hei Amid Bey. So this morning we were discussing the sugya of Oiv V'Yadoyne. We concluded with the fascinating incident mentioned in Shmuel Aleph Perek Chav Ches, when Shaul HaMelech himself went and took counsel by a Balas Oiv. When he was confused, he wasn't sure, should he fight the Plishtim, should he not fight the Plishtim? So we'll get back to that a little bit later, but first we have to conclude the Gemara that discusses what exactly Oiv and Yedoni were. Zakta Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Bal Oiv, Echad HaMaila B'Zichuroi, Ve'Echad HaNishal B'Golgoyos. So this Bryce said there are two different types of Oiv. One was where somebody would get a spirit to come up from the dead, and the spirit would go on the mokoim hazachros of the person that was bringing up the spirit. The echad hanishal b'gulgoyos was the other one. Was if somebody found a skull lying on the ground, the person would be able to go to that dead body, that gulgoyos that's lying on the ground, and somehow communicate with it. Ma bein zeh lezeh? What's the difference if you're a baal oiv by bringing the spirit up from the kever al zachrusai, or if you initial begul goylas, malab zachuri, says the Gemara, eino ele kedarke. When the spirit comes up, it's not ele kedarke. It goes with its feet up. The eino ele b'shabbos. Additionally, it doesn't work on Shabbos. Initial begul goylas. If somebody, however, is shoyl oiv, but via gul goylas, via it's ele kedarke. When it comes up kedarke. But ele b'shabbos, and it works on Shabbos. Fake the Gemara. Ele lehechasolik. In the case where you're being initial begul goylas, it means the corpse, the body, is lying right here. It doesn't have to be oiva. Oiva suggests that it's 6 feet under, and now it has to be oiva. It has to come up. But gulgoilus, by definition, means that it's lying on the ground. If it's lying on the ground, why does it have to be oiva? Zokti gemara, ele'ema oina kedarke, va'oina b'shabbos yirah. Not oiva kedarke, but rather oina kedarke. It speaks, it communicates kedarke when it's nishal gulgoilus, as opposed to when it's oiv. It's not nishal kedarke. Again, above our pay grade in terms of exactly what this means. Says the Gemara, Va'af she'ilu zu shal tu nesrufas ha'rosha, Rabbi Akiva, tu nesrufas ha'rosha, who had throughout Shas communication with Rabbi Akiva. So one of the questions he asked Rabbi Akiva was the following. Oma loy, umay yoy mi yoymayim. Jews make a big deal about Shabbos. Why is Shabbos so special? Oma loy. So Rabbi Akiva told tu nesrufas ha'rosha, umay gever mi guvim. What's so special about you? Oma loy. He says, you want to know what's so special about me? Demari tzavas. Hashem loves me. Hashem made me very special. That's why I'm different than, I'm much greater than most people. So Rabbi Akiva said, Shabbos nami demari tzavi. That's exactly what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a chosen day, and that's why we make a big deal about Shabbos. Amalei, said to Nesrufas Rosh, told Rabbi Akiva, hachi kaminucha. You don't understand my question. My question to you wasn't what makes Shabbos special. I get that. But rather, mi yeimar deho idno Shabbat. How do you know today is Shabbos? Today is the seventh day. Maybe b'meshach hadoyros, things got confused, and maybe the day that Jews observe a Shabbos is really Tuesday. Maybe it's Wednesday. Oh my Lord, Rabbi Akiva told him, I'll prove it to you. Number one, Nahar Sabbatyon Yechiach. So you've heard of the Nahar Sabbatyon? It's quoted in the Gemara right here. He says, the Nahar Sabbatyon is proof that we know what day Shabbos is. Zok Rashi, innovating. Nor Echol Chalavonim. There was one Nahar that had stones in it. U'b'chol Yomayis HaShabbos Shoytev V'hoylich. The whole week, 6 days a week, it would run. It would be quiet. Some say it would dry. But the point is that Nahar Sabbatyon rests on Shabbos, and we know that the day that we rest, the day that we keep Shabbos, is the same day that the Nahar Sabbatyon rests. Thus, we got it right, Rabbi Akiva told Tunis Rufus HaRasha. Additionally, he told him, I have another proof. Baal Oiv Yechiach. We mentioned earlier that the Baal Oiv, when you're nishal in the traditional way, it doesn't work on Shabbos. So go to a Baal Oiv. A Baal Oiv can do his thing Sunday through Friday. On Shabbos, he's not able to do it. Why? Because on Shabbos, there's no koyach. So if there's no koyach on Shabbos, that's a raya that we have it right. And finally, he told him, Kivrei Shal Aviv Yechiach. Go to your father's kever. Go to your father's grave, and you'll know that we have Shabbos right, says Rashi. Diturnis Rufus, call your Maisa Shabbos or your Maila Oshin, show your Nidim Venisra. Turnis Rufus, Rasha's father was also a Rasha. And he was Nidim Gehenna. And as a result, every day, if someone had the proper vision, he was able to see smoke emanating from the grave of Tunus Rufus Arash's father. Ubishabas Poitra Gehenim Shoifsin. But on Shabbos, says Rashi, even in Gehenim it's quiet, that even the Poitra Yisrael are able to rest. And it's for that reason no smoke came out of Tunus Rufus Arash's father's grave. So he told him that's the third proof that the day that we think of Shabbos is really Shabbos. Amaloi. So Tunus Rufus Arash ended his conversation with Rabbi Akiva by telling him, Bizisoi, Baishtoi, Vikilalaltoi, all self-explanatory, that obviously you degraded my father by what you said last. Shoyaloi, think the Gemara Kasha. So we have a Shoyaloi. What's a Shoyaloi? That's someone that communicates with the dead. Hainu Bedarish Alam Mason. Isn't that Bedarish Alam Mason? Bedarish Alam Mason is one of the things mentioned in the Parsha of Mechashev. And a Bedarish Alam Mason is pretty straightforward. You're Dairish Alam Mason. You go and communicate with the mason. So what's the difference between Oiv and Dairish Alamasim? Zakti Gemarki the Tanya. But Dairish Alamasim is a Hamar of Atzmoy. That doesn't mean someone that communicates with the dead. That's a Baloi. But rather what it means is somebody that starves himself. V'hoylich v'lom b'beis ha'kfaris. And he sleeps in a beis ha'kfaris. K'dei she'tishu olav ruach tumah. There's a lot of tumah in a beis ha'kfaris. All the tumah's maze. So this person starves himself. He sleeps in a beis ha'kfaris. And he's somehow able to envelop himself in the ruach tumah that is present in the Beis HaKfaris. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva used to come to this pasuk. He used to cry. We always speak out that Rabbi Akiva throughout Shas was always laughing. Everybody was crying. Rabbi Kiva saw Churban Beis HaMikdash, he was laughing. We've been having Gemara in a few days on Rosh Hashanah where Rabbi Eliezer was sick and all the Talmidim Rabbi Eliezer went to be Mevakel Chayil. They all saw him sick. They were crying. Rabbi Kiva was laughing. But there's a few places in Shas Rabbi Akiva was Baicha. This is one of these places. Says the Gemara, and he used to say the following Kal v'chemer, Umah maris atzmik and they should teach all of Ruach Tumah Shair, all of Ruach Tumah. You see, there's a concept of a Derech Shalom Mason. What does that mean? This is a person who starves himself, Sigufin, he's Lumber Beis HaKfaris. His purpose is because he wants to take upon himself Ruach Tumah, and it works. So Amar of Atzmoy, Kadesh Tisha, all of Ruach Tahira, Allah has come to the Kama. If somebody would be Mar of Atzmoy to take upon himself Ruach Tahira, it certainly would work. Avama Esa. So why doesn't it work for us? The Rebbe Akiva felt that there are people that fast. Tanesim, right? The Gemara talks about Rab Tzadik, how he fasted, that the Beis HaMikdash shouldn't be destroyed. He was a contemporary Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara talks about Rab Zeira. He fasted 100 Tanesim, that he should forget Talmud Bavli. When he went up to Eretz Yisrael to learn Talmud Yerushalmi, so you find that there were tzaddikim that used to fast. So how come it doesn't work for us? Shavei Nisenu Gar Malanu. Because we have Averis, Shenemar Ki'im Avli Noisechem Hoyu Mavdilim Beinechem Levenu Likechem. Our Averis are what cause us to not be able to properly be dovik by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the person that's Dairish Alam Mason, he wants to connect to the Ruach Tumah, he's able to do it. We try to do the same exact thing. We follow the same recipe, albeit Beruach Tahaira, where you would think it should certainly work, and it doesn't work. And the reason is because we have a Averis. Omar Rava. Rava said, Ibo Tzadiki Bara Alma. If Tzadikim would want, they'd be able to create a world. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. If the tzaddikim would want to create the world, they could do it. Shenema. Because the pasuk says, Ki avid neisechem hoyu mavdilim. This is the pasuk that we just read. Beinechem levein aleikechem. The only thing that separates us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu are our averis. As if to say that if we wouldn't do averis, we'd be like Hashem. It's only our averis that make us different than Hashem. So the tzaddikim that don't do averis, Rava said, Ibo tzaddiki baru alma. Rava says the Gemara, on that note, Bara Gavra. Now, if you look in the Maseres Hashas, Rabbi Yaakov Emden changes the Gerasa. It's not Rava, it's Rabba. We're going to get back to that. So, Rabba Bara Gavra. Rabba once created a Gavra, also known as a Goyrum. Shadri, the Kami de Rab Zeira, and he sent him to Rab Zeira. Have you become a Shtoy Bade? Now, Rab Zeira started a conversation, started talking to him and learning with this Goylum. Abez Gavin a Goylum. Fully have a Kamahadale. He couldn't answer back. On my Lase, he told him, Min Chavraya. I see, you're not a real person. One of my chaverim must have created you. That's who you are. Hodol la'afrech, he told him, Oibazai, we don't need you. And he said, Hodol la'afrech, and he died. Reb Chanina of Rav Oishia v'yosvi kol maile shabso va'oski b'sefi yitzir. Reb Chanina of Rav Oishia used to sit every Erev Shabbos and they were oisik in sefer yitzirah. So they would learn sefer yitzirah, some heavy-duty Kabbalistic work. And by learning sefer yitzirah, they learned how on some level to mimic the Yetzirah. They knew how to create things. Umivrlu igla tilsa, they would make a tayamel, and they would have food for Shabbos. That was the way they prepared for Shabbos, for achule, and they would even eat it. Tanu Rabban, we're going to get back to this. Ma'oinein. So it says in the parasha of Kshafim, there's something called a ma'oinein. What is a ma'oinein? Reb Shimon says, Zeh ha'mavir shivim minei zochra alayayin. This is someone that takes shichva zera, from seven different types of species. He puts it on his eye, and he's able to do some kishuf through the Chachamim says, this is somebody that creates illusions. Does this mean sleight of hand? But he does things that cause people to think that he's creating some magic trick, when in fact he's really doing nothing. Rabbi Akiva had a different shot. He says, it's not Miloshin Einayim, but rather it's Miloshin Oina, times. This is a person that likes to say that this time or this day is a good thing to do this, and that day is a good time to do that. For example, Oimer, he says, today's a good day to go out. Tomorrow be a good day to buy. Lemude Arve Shvias Chitim Yofa is if somebody cuts wheat, Erev Shvias, that wheat's going to be good. Ikure kitnios miyois rois, if somebody uproots kitnios as opposed to harvesting it in the more traditional way, that's also going to be good. The bottom line is he's a superstitious person, specifically as it relates to mechashiv itim v'shois, and that's the shayrish of the word, loisoinis. So these are things that are obviously awesome. Tan Rabbanon, menachish. What's menachish? It says in the Torah, you're not allowed to be a menachish. Zehoimah, this is somebody that says, pita enough for me piv, if bread falls out of his mouth, or makloi nadu biyadai, or his shtekin falls out of his hand, b'noi kairam yachayv, or his son calls him from behind him, oiriv kairam lai, he finds ravens talking to him, tzvi hifsik bederech, or a hesh, a tzvi, a deer, stops him in the road. Nochash miyamina, he has a snake to his right. Vishul mismoyle, he has a fox to his left. Or a person that says, al tachsel bi. So Rashi says, kishaba, gabi bigves mas, right? When the IRS comes and they want to collect money, or, you know, the pledge that you made in shul. So he says, don't start from me. It's a bad omen for me to be the first cut us. Everybody else first, and then you'll come to me. Or shachrisu, you're asking me for money in the morning. I'm going to stop my day writing a check. Rishchaydishu, matzah Shabbos, he knows all the tricks. And so this guy is over the idea of loisa nachashu. Tanu rabbanu, loisa nachashu, loisa. I don't know, a different shot. Kugain elu hamenachashim, these are people that are superstitious when it comes to a choldo, that's a weasel. Oifais are birds, dogim are fish. Again, exactly what these things are, above our pay grade. But the bottom line is, different types of kshafim. We started off talking about Oivi Yedaini. Oivi Yedaini is really the topic of our sugya. Why? Why is Oivi Yedaini more the topic of our sugya than Teresh HaMeisim, Mechavir Chavir, and Kaisim Ksomim, and Loisoin of Loisoin Achus? We're dealing with the Neskalim. The only ones in the parasha of Kishuv that were Chayiv Misa, let alone Skila, with the Oivi Yedaini. So we're primarily talking about the Oivi Yedaini, but Derech Agav, we mentioned some of these things. One thing is interesting, and you see how the daf always coincides. Rav Moshe Shapiro tells me to speak this out. He says how you see how often the daf coincides with the Inyan of the Yemes. So this is Erev Rosh Hashanah's daf. And Nichush is something that features prominently on Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the one time where Yidin are Menachesh to a certain degree, to the point that you have to understand how you're allowed to do it. The Rishonim talk about it. What do we do? Siman HaMilsei. Right? We eat certain things on Rosh Hashanah because we feel that it's a good siman. That if you eat this on the first night, and it is not exactly what we're doing, Al Taschobi, Shachris, Rosh Chodesh, Matzah Shabbos, is the first day of the year. You want the year to be an auspicious year. So what do? You eat a pomegranate, right? You eat the head of a fish and not the tail. V'chulu, v'chulu. So that's an idea of Nichush. Now, obviously, it's mutter. You have to know why. So maybe we'll talk about that on Rosh Hashanah. The sugis of Kishuv are going to continue into Rosh Hashanah, by the way. So maybe we'll talk about that on Rosh Hashanah. But either way, before we go weiter and we go on to a completely different sugya, we're going to go from the sugis of Kishuv to Mechal Shabbos, Mechal of the Imai, and then Baal Naira Murasa. So we're going to be talking about completely different sugyas, but a few are others regarding what we learned. Number one. So this morning we spoke out the story of Shalom Melech and the Baal HaSoif. So we went into it in detail. We don't have to go back into it again. And we said that it's a Pella. How was Shalom Melech allowed to be Shaya by the Baal HaSoif? It's a Pasuk in the Torah. Everybody knows that. Skila, I mean, how in the world was Shalom Melech able to do that? So we said that it was a Shaila, Pekuach Nefesh. I mean, there was Pekuach Nefesh. It's for that reason he was allowed to do it. Just want to die to mention that the Shach actually brings this in the beginning of Simen Kuf Ayin Tes. So Simen Kuf Ayin Tes talks a lot about these types of inyanim, and the shach, it's the first shach, it's Siv Kot Nalav, says the shach that even though Kishuv is aser, as is going to be mentioned throughout this Simen Kuf Ayin Tes in Yerideya, but if there's a choyla, and there's a thought that maybe this choyla loyaleinu can have a refuah by going to a mechashev, says the shach, it's mutter. He says that the Zohar Kaddish frowned upon it, and he says that there's a tshuva from the Trumas Hadeshen who said that maybe if it's not mamish pekuach nefesh, it's also, but if it's pekuach nefesh, for sure, it sounds like it's going to be okay. Again, the Zohar is the only mitigating factor. Ayin b'shach, but the shach comes out v'halacha that there's nothing to talk about. If it's pekuach nefesh, it's going to be okay. So as we mentioned, at first glance, the story with Shaul HaMelech seems tamua ma'od. But then again, if you delve into it a little further, it's the first shach and simen kuf ayin tes. In such an instance, it's going to be okay. But I saw another mahalach from the Rechaim HaKodesh. The Rechaim says that if you look at the psukim that talk about kishuf, so the Torah says something fascinating. The Torah says that why should a yid not be engaged in kishuf? Why not? Like, why can't a yid be engaged in kishuf? So the Torah says, you know why? Because you have another way of knowing what to do, and another way to get guidance, another avenue that can be megala dasidus for you. And what's that? You can go to a Navi. You can go to the Gadol. You can go to the Urim V'Tumim. You can daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't need it. The Umay Sa'ilim need it. But you don't need it. And being that we do not need it, it's something that we're not supposed to do. If you look at the psukim, where the Torah talks about the Isser, in Parsha Shoiftim, it's the Hemshech of the psukim. The Torah says you're not going to be involved in this type of kishuv and in that type of kishuv. And then the Torah says, Tomim tia Hashem Elokecha, ki agoyim o'ilah shat yerush oisam elam o'inin vela koisim yishmo. For them it's okay. But v'ato loikei nosa l'cha Hashem Elokecha. What's the next pasuk? Novi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoini yakum l'cha Hashem Elokecha elof tishmod. Says the Rechaim, there's a hemshech over here. What's the hemshech? The hemshech is the Umay Yisrael may be needed, but you don't need it. Why don't you need it? Because you can go to another. Sabina, you could go to another. For you, it's not necessary. It says the Rechaim, I'll read it to you inside. V'ulai shekein haven shal. It could be shal knew this also. Kishashal b'balasoy. Ki lo yaser Hashem l'shoil oiva yadoini ela b'makim shiachim navi. What's the whole yusayt of the Isser? Why you're not allowed to be shoil oiva yadoini? Because you can go ask the Navi. But Shaul HaMelech went to the Navi. That's what the pasuk says. And the Navi didn't give him an answer. And then he went to the Urim V'Tumim and he asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu and he couldn't get an answer. So if he didn't have the option of Navi mikir b'cha me'achecha kamoini yachim b'cha Hashem l'kecha elof tishma, then maybe it's okay. And so he's like, Darachan. Either way, we had mentioned this morning a fascinating Meshech Chochmah, where the Meshech Chochmah says that when the Baal HaSoiv calls the Ruach of Shmuel HaNavi, so Shaul sees that Shmuel is, it's the Tresel, that Shmuel tells Shaul, Lomahir Gastani, why did you scare me? I was afraid. Why was he afraid? He was afraid of the Yom Adin. Rabbi Lozak, he mati like Ravi Bochi. He used to cry. Maduch Shmuel HaNavi was afraid. Anu, Alachas Kama V'Kama. So we spoke at a Meshech Chochmah. The Meshech Chochmah said that why was he afraid? L'churi already had his Din V'Cheshma. What Din V'Cheshma was he afraid of? So he says, because the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that Shmuel's sons were Leihochu B'Drocha. Kala'imer B'nei Shmuel Chata Ein El'Toya. But at the same time, they were Leihochu B'Drocha. I mean that they were Leihochu B'Drocha. See, he was afraid that maybe he was going to have to din the chesh b'na for what his sons were doing. And that's why he was scared. So what did he do? He took along with him Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was this Eitzah? He wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to be standing next to him and to be saying, Eidos, the Lekha Milsa, the Kosvis B'Yiraisa, the Lekhi Amte. There's nothing that's written in Torah's Moshe that Shmuel himself was a Mekayim. So I was thinking that it could be the reason he took Moshe was even deeper than that. And that is because we know, the Sfarim say, that Moshe Rabbeinu's children were also like Holchu B'Drachav. Gershom and Eliezer, they were like Holchu B'Drachav. Aharon HaKoyin's sons were Holchu B'Drachav. Nadav Aviyu, Elazar V'Yisamar. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zoyche to it. And we spoke at the Ksav Sofer not long ago that the reason that was the case is because Moshe Rabbeinu had to be dedicated to Klal Yisrael. He had to be dedicated to his own Shleimus. And it's for that reason it came a little bit at the expense of his children. Again, we're just saying what Chazal say. It came a little bit at the expense of his children. And for that reason, his sons were Leihochel B'drachah. Because Asoifah says that's why the Avos HaKadoshim didn't have children right away. Because Hashem understood that if they were going to have to be busy with their own sons, it would come at their expense. Because Ksav Sofer says that that's when another of you didn't want to get married because they saw what happened to Moshe. They saw that Moshe Rabbeinu got married, he had children, and the children were Leihochu B'Drocha. So I was thinking, why would Shmuel HaNavi's sons not been Hochu B'Drocha? Because Shmuel wasn't a good father, Chalila. Because Shmuel was Shakul K'Moshe D'Haren. Shmuel was a dedicated man, as Shmuel himself said. So it came because of the fact that he was Oisik B'Tzarchi Tzibur B'Emuna on such a degree and on some level. To the extent that we're able to understand it and appreciate it and say what Chazal told us, It came at the expense of his children. Do you know what Shmuel HaNavi wanted? Shmuel wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should be next to him. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was in the same exact situation. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the same story. And he felt that maybe that would be his Sanhedrin up in the Olam HaEmes. But either way, so we had a lot of interesting things in this Gemara. So obviously, you have the Balas Oiv, which Shalom Melech, interesting. You have the Nar Sabatyoim. But then we have the Goylem. So you can't go past the Gemara with the Goylem and not talk a little bit about it. So you have a Gemara where the Gemara talks about there were tzaddikim that were able to create a Goylem. Rabba, the Gemara says, Bara Gavra. So Rabba created a Goylem. Shodri Lakami de Rav Zera, and he sent it to Rav Zera. Zera gets a knock on the door. Who's here? A Goylem. Who sent you? Rabba sent you. So I saw in the Margolis Hayam, he says, this is classic Margolis Hayam. He says, that why did Rabba send the Goylem to Rav Zeira? So he says, it could be it's because of the Gemara that everybody knows. The Gemara says, Rabba and Rav Zeira, Abdu Suda, Spurim, Bahadi, Adali. Rabba and Rav Zeira once praved the Purim Suda together. If sin, he got drunk. Come Rabba. Rabba got up, shachted Rav Zeira, and he shachted Rav Zeira. L'macher, boy, Rachmi v'ache. Rabba davened. Rav Zeira atchias amesim, and he came back to life. L'shana, the next year, Amalei, he told him, Nesi, Marv, and Navet, Suda, Spurim. An invitation in the mail. Rabba is hereby requesting RSVP. He'd like you to come for the Purim Sudas. Rav Zeira respectfully declined. He told him, I'm Malay. Maybe this isn't such a good idea. You know, last year we were able to somehow creep out. I don't know if this is going to happen every year. So Rabbi Golsayam says that Rabba wanted to show Rav Zeira, you think that I can't make miracles whenever I want? You have nothing to worry about. Even if something happens by the Purim, now you know the rest of the story. Even if something happens by the Purim Suda, it's something we're going to be able to work out. Zok de Mishnah Vayter. HaMechal Es HaShabbos. Again, we're moving along, dealing with the ones that are Chayev Skilo. So Mechal Shabbos is Chayev Skilo. B'dovah Shechayov and Alzdoine Koris V'al Shigigos Echatas. But says the Mishnah, not every Chil Shabbos begets skilo. Only some. Which ones? The ones that are shayach to koris and to chatos. But the ones that are not zdoine koris and shigigas chatos aren't skilo either. Says the Gemara, Michal de ikimidi the chol Shabbos habi. They ain't chayav and loyal shigigas chatos loyal zdoine koris. It's mashma clearly from the Mishnah that there are others. Which ones on the skolin? The ones that are zdoine koris and shigigas chatos. So what do you see from there? There are ones that are not stoyne karas and shugigas echatas. Mayhi, and what are those? Says the Gemara, tchumen alidid Rabbi Akiva. It's machlokes in the Gemara whether tchumen is a din dairaisa or is not a din dairaisa. Right? The whole concept of tchumen, dairaisa, you're not allowed to go outside the tchum. So most Tanon and Shas hold tchumen is not dairaisa. Rabbi Akiva holds tchumen's dairaisa. And Havara, falibid Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds Havara lilav yotzis. Havara is the one lav. The one Melech Shabbos that was singled out in the turns. Machloek is in the Gemara. Why? Rabbi Yossi says, L'lav Yotzis, to tell me that whereas ordinary Chil Shabbos is Skila, Havar is not Skila, Havar is only a lav. So you have two examples of Chil Shabbos, Tchumin Alibid Rabbi Akiva, Havara Alibid Rabbi Yossi that holds a lav Yotzis, where it's not going to be Zdoine Koris, and Shigigas Echatas, Memela, there's going to be no Skila as well. There are other examples, by the way, of Chil Shabbos that's not Koris and Chatas. Mechamer, the Lav de Mechamer is a classic example. Shvisis Be'ema, right? That's a derivative of the Lav de Mechamer. One of the Shailas are on Yontif. Yontif, you're not allowed to do Malachas. What about an Isser Shabbos that's not a Malach, such as Havar al Rabbi Yossi or Tchumen al Libid Rabbi Kiva? Is there an Isser to go outside the Tchum on Yontif? Either way, Zok de Mishnah Vayta. HaMekalol Ovev V'imoy. The next example of somebody that's Chayv Skil, of someone that's Mekalol Ovev V'imoy. Mishnah says, stating that, the only time somebody's chayiv, if he's mekalol ovev v'imoy, if he's mekalol on b'shem, with the shem Hashem, kilom b'kinoy, let's say he uses a kinoy, remeir mechayiv, the chacham and poif, achleik is remeir the chacham, going to remeir, you're going to be chayiv, even if it was a kinoy, according to the chacham, you're going to be potter. Rashi says, what's an example of a kinoy? Kigoyin, shakai, tzvokois, chanun, rachel. By the way, it could be there's a diuk in this Rashi, like the Rambam. We spoke at the Rambam Shita twice in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Rambam, when he talks about Megadev, and the Megadev has to be Mevarech Es Hashem with the Shema Mefarish, so the Rambam says, what's the Shema Mefarish? The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Shem Aleph Dal Nun Yud. So we spoke at the Beskerov and Parshas Veschana, and the Beskerov in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. But Rashi over here is describing Kinoi. And what does Rashi say? Shakai Tzvokos Chanarachim. He doesn't say Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. It could be, there's a little bit of a diuk here from Rashi, that maybe the Shem Adnos does fall under the purview of the Shem HaMefarish. Either way, so again, Mekalel Avavima is only Chayiv if he's Mekalel his parents with the Shem Hashem. But if he just curses them, but not with the Shem Hashem, he's not going to be Chayiv Skivo. What about if he was Mekalel, not with the Shem HaMefarish, but one of the Kinuyim? Machlokes, Remeir Mechayiv, the Chachomim Poitrim. Man Chachomim, what the Chachomim that say that you're only Chayiv if it's the Shem Hashem? You're not Chayiv if it's one of the Kinuyim. Rab Menachem, Rab Yosiu. Now this Pasuk, Benok V'Shem Yumas, is talking about someone that's Mevorich Es Hashem. But the Rashi explains this in an Eino Yinyin. Really, we don't need these words, Benok V'Shem Yumas, in the parish of Mevarech Hashem, because there's plenty of psukim that talk about Mevarech Hashem. So the Gemara thinks these words are extra, and it may not inyan leknan, tneyu inyan lekan, and we have to cut and paste, and we have to move it to another parish in the Torah. Which parish do we move it to? Limeid al mekalul of a ve'imoy, she'emei chayiv achi kolam b'shem. So benokvei, shame, yumas is really talking about Mevarech Hashem, but through the limud of an Enoi Inyan, Tneyo Inyan, we move it to the parish of Mekal Lov of Imoy, and it teaches me that even though there's no reference anywhere in the parish of Mekal Lov of Imoy, they have to be Mekal B'Shem. But through Emeinu Yinyin, we know that you only chayiv if you Mekal B'Shem. That's the Shitas HaChacham. The Chachamim say they're not even chayiv if it's a Klinoi. Where do you see that? The Nukvay Shem? It has to be the Shem Hashem. Tanu Rabbanon Ish. It says in the parasha of Mekalu Ovev Imai. Ki Ish Ish Asher Yekalu Es Ovev Es Imai. Mois Yumas Ovev Imai Kilel Dom Yivboi. So I could have said Ish. Why did it say Ish Ish? The rabbi's Bas. It's coming to be Marba girl. Tumtum Vadroikinas. Asher Yekalu Es Ovev Es Imai. Iliela Ovev Imai. Ovev Shloi Imai. Imai Shloi Ovev Minayin. From Ovev Imai, it'd be Mashma that you only Chayef if you're Mekalu both. But let's say someone's Mekalu his father, not his mother, his mother, not his father. How do you know you chayiv Talmud Loimar? Aviv imay kilel domiv boy. Aviv kilel imay kilel. Those words are extra. It's coming to teach me even only the father, even only the mother. Iver Rabbi Yosh, b'yenis anayimer, mashmash, shneim ke'echar, u'mashma echar b'fnei atzmei, atche yifrad l'cha akosav yachdim. No, the whole kasha fight nishtan. We had a havamina that maybe the only time you chayiv if you Mekalu aviv imay is if you Mekalu aviv v'imay. It's not true. The only time you could think that it's Ovev V'Imoy for sure is if it would say Yachtov. But being that it doesn't say Yachtov, there's no reason to think that it means Ovev V'Imoy. So you don't need Ovev V'Imoy Kilel, Dom of Boy, to tell me that you chayev for Ovev V'Imoy individually. I know from the initial pasuk of Mekal Ovev V'Imoy that you're going to be chayev to be Mekal each one individually. Mois Yumas, it says Mois Yumas B'Skila Atom, B'Skila Hinbal B'Achs B'Chol Misa B'Rus B'Toyer. I don't know Skila. Maybe it's one of the other Dalmises. Never can Dom of Boy, because it says by Mekal Ovev V'Imoy Dom of Boy. The Nebel Ahalon, and it says D'meyem Bom. Where does it say that? By Oivi Yadoini. Ma'al Ahalon B'Skila Avkan B'Skila. Oimesh Shamanu, says the Gemara, Azori Minayin. We know Ain Oinchin Elam Kem Azir. So if the Torah says Yechayev Misa for being Mekal Ovev V'Imoy, Skila, it means somewhere in the Torah there's a Nazara. There's a loisa say that says, thou shall not be Mekalu Ovev V'Imoy. So the Gemara says, where is that Azara? Azara Minayim, Talmud Loimar, it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Elikim loisa kalo, v'nasi ba'amcha loisar. So the Gemara says as follows, Emhoya Aviv Dayin, if his father was a Dayin, Harehu Bechlal Elihim, because Elihim is Miloshen Chayil. A dying, now let it be Mekal a day. The im hoya of Nasi, if his father was a Nasi, Harei Bechal the Nasi Bam Chalisar, see, he's included of a Nasi Bam Chalisar. Again, Parshas Mishpatim, it says, you're not allowed to curse Elikim, and you're not allowed to curse the Nasi. Elikim, which could mean Kaidish, it could mean Chayil, it means Chayil, it means a dying. So you're not allowed to be Mekal a dying. Nasi means you're not allowed to curse the Nasi. Okay, so we narrowed it down. If somebody's father's a dying, we know there's an Azara. Elikim loy Sakala. If somebody's father's been Nasi, you know you're not allowed to be Mekalem either, because it says, V'nasi ba'amcha lo'isor. Einu lo'idayim v'lo'inasi minayim. How do you know if he's not a dayan, he's not a nasi? Where do you have a nazar for that? Amrit harei atadon binyanov mishneyim. You can learn a binyanov. Lo'iroi nasi k'roi dayan. V'lo'iroi dayan k'roi nasi. And at first glance, this binyanov is a very big chiddush. We're going to make a tzad hashava between the dayan and the nasi, and we're going to be marba every yid in the world. Okay, the dayan is not like the nasi is not like the dayan. They're each unique. How so? Leiroi dayan karoi nasi. Sure, dayan atem mitzvah leirosa. Dayan, you have to listen to this psak aloch. Karoi nasi. She atem mitzvah leirosa. As opposed to the nasi, you don't have to listen to this psak. For leiroi nasi karoi dayan. The nasi is unique as well. Shan nasi atem mitzvah leham roosai. You don't have to listen to this psak.
He's not a posek. But if he tells you to do something, he's a melech. You have to listen to what he does. If a dayan tells you to pass something, pass the, you don't have to listen to him. You have to listen to his psak halach. What did the nasi and the dayan have in common?
They're Yidden. They're gemalit. They're Jews.
Af. Vato muzal kalalasan. And you see, now let it be makal them. Afani ovi ovicha. Sheba amcha vato muzal kalalasan. So too, you can learn from here that you have an obligation. There's an azor. You're now let it be makal your father. Freight the Gemara. Malat sada shabba shabahem. She can't do losan garbalem. There's a very obvious pircha on this sada shabba. The Dayan and the Nasi, although they're not exactly identical, but they have something in common. What do they have in common? They have gedula. They're both in positions of power. One is the Dayan, and what is the Nasi? How can you learn from there, even a Pasha Diyid? Talmud Loimar, there's a third Pasuk. It says, Lisekalo Cheresh. You're not allowed to be Mekalo Cheresh. Now, a Cheresh, unfortunately, Nebuch is on the other side of the spectrum. He doesn't have Gedula. He's Be'umlolim Sheba Amcha Kosim Medaber. He's someone that has an issue. He has a Mum. And still, you see that you have an obligation. You're not allowed to be Mekalo Cheresh. Oh, so if you know you're not allowed to be Makala Cheresh, that's where you can learn out. But the Gemara says, Mala Cheresh, Shekei Charish Asi Garmel. You can't learn it out specifically or exclusively from Cheresh, because I can always tell you just a Fakarat Tisvara. What's the Fakarat Tisvara? A Cheresh, because he's a Cheresh, that's why the Torah wants you to be sensitive to him. But says the Gemara, Nasi V'dayin Yechichu. I have a Tuichiach from Nasi V'dayin. Mala Nasi V'dayin, Shekei Gdulasim Garmelahem. They're very Choshuv, Cheresh Yechiach. Who's not chasha? V'chazer adin leiroi zekeroi zev leiroi zekeroi zeh hatzad hashava shebehen sheim ba'amcha v'atomuzra kilulasan afani avi avicha shebe'amcha v'atomuzra kalulasan. So you're right. You can't make a tzad hashava from nasi and dayin because malat tzad hashava they both have gedula. You can't learn it specifically from cheresh because you could say that charisha segarmaloi because he's a cheresh. That's why you need to be uber sensitive to him. But what you could do is you could learn from a tzad hashava between Nasi, Dayan, and Cheresh. Because you're going to tell me Nasi and Dayan, maybe you're not allowed to be Mekalo because they have Gedula, Cheresh, Teichiach. And you're going to tell me Cheresh, you can't be Mekalo because Cheresh, Asi, Garmaloi, Nasi, Vidayan, Teichiach. Between the two, you end up having a Tzad. The Gemara says, Malo Tzad HaShava, Shabahem, Shekem, Eshonen. I still think we have a perk on the Tzad HaShava because all three have something unique. What do all three have unique? They're all a little bit different. Elim Kane says, the Gemara, Nichtav Kro. Oy Elikim v'cheresh, oy Nasi v'cheresh. Elikim lomali, imenin yiligufay tenin lo'ov. You're right. You can't learn it out directly from Dayan and from Nasi. You can't learn it out directly from Cheresh. You can't even learn it out from Etzad Hashava. You know where you learn it out? Because why did Torah have to write Nasi and Dayan? It could have said Nasi and Cheresh or Dayan and Cheresh, and I would know the other one. Because what are you going to tell me? Maybe Nasi and Cheresh are unique because they're Meshona? The Dayan is also Meshona. Dayan and Cheresh are unique because they're Meshona. The Nasi is also Meshona. So the Tzad HaShava could have been without having both Nasi and Dayan. Why did it say both? In Eino Inyan Legufay, not to teach me that itself, because that I would know from the Tzad HaShava. Teneyo Inyan La'ot. But the Gemara says, Nichol Mandamar Elohim Chol. That all works according to Mandamar that says that when it says in the Pasuk Elohim Oisakal, the way you're supposed to read it is Chol. Elohim. It's talking about a diet. So you have a kasha. Why do I need dying? It says already Nasi. Or why do I need Nasi? It says already dying. Elo Mandamar Koidish. But there's a Mandamar that says that the word Elohim is Koidish. And that's why you have to read it. So Mayek Elohimar. So it's not extra. The time went to the price. Elohim Chol Devi Reb Shmo. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Elohim Koidish. The time Reb Lesmi Yaakov Oimer Azor Mubarak HaShem Inayim. How do you know? What's the Azor to Mubarak HaShem? Talmud Oimer Elohim Loisakalo. So what's the kasha again? The kasha is that you're telling me the makar is because why do I need Nasi and Dayan? It's according to Manama that says that Elohim loisakalo l'schol. It says Nasi and Dayan. But according to Manama that the way you read it is Kodesh, Elohim loisakalo. So it doesn't say Dayan. So again, how do I know? Where's the azari that you're not allowed to be of the imoy?
And for the Gemara, that Lemanda Amar Kim Chol, according to the Mandama, that says the way you read the word is Elohim, not Elohim, Gomar Kodesh Michael, you would learn the Azara of Megadif of Berchas Hashem from Chol. And Rashi says that the reason is because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah any other Azara for Berchas Hashem. In fact, when we learned the Sugis of Berchas Hashem, the Gemara said, what is the Makar? It says Elohim Leisakal. But the Gemara says, just like if you hold that
the way you read the word is Elohim Chayil, you will learn Kodesh Mechayil. So too, Lamanda Amr Elohim Kodesh, according to the Manama that says that Pasha Pshan in the Pasuk Elohim Leisakal is Kodesh, Gamrino Chal Mikodesh, you'd be able to learn Chal Mikodesh. The point the Gemara is saying is that this idea that the mention of Nasi is extra because it says already Elikim Leisakalo is true whether you read it Elohim Chayil or whether you read it Elikim Kodesh. Because if it's Elohim Chayil, then it's Pashit. It says Elohim Leisakalo dying, so why does it have to say again Nasi Bam Chaleisan? That's the Cheshmer of the Gemara. It must be it's extra. But even if you hold that Elikim is Kodesh, you could learn Chal Mi Kodesh. How do I know you could learn Chal Mi Kodesh? Because just like if Elohim is Chal, you could learn Kodesh Mi Chayil, Tain is the Gemara. It makes sense that it should be true in the reverse as well. That if Elohim is Kodesh, you should be able to learn Chayil from Kodesh. So, Meman of Shach, and for the Gemara, you have something extra. It may not in you, tenay in you. But the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Because Bishlam, Laman Domer, Lihim Chayil. Bishlam, if you hold that Elohim is Chayil, Gomer Kodesh, Bechal, I understand why you can learn Kodesh from Chayil. Why? It's a Kal V'chaymer. Madach, you're not allowed to be Mekalel, a Dayin. Chayil, Kal V'chaymer, you're not allowed to be Mekalel, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why Meman of Shach, we learn from this Pasuk, the idea that there's an Azara for Birchas Hashem. El Manda Amar, Elikim Kodesh, but according to Mandama that holds Elikim Kodesh, Gomar Chalmi Kodesh, Mecha Tesi, you can learn Chalmi Kodesh. Dilma Kodesh Azra, Chaloy Azra. Maybe the Torah was warning for Kodesh, but the Torah was not warning for Chayil. But the Gemara says, Mkein, Oy Bazai, if that's true, meaning, I hear, but if that's true, Lichtev Kra, Loy Sakayel, meaning, if Elikim Leisakalel is teaching me Kodesh, and you can't learn Chal from Kodesh, then it should have said in the Torah the word Leisakel, my Leisakalel, that's like a double Lashon, Shtei Klolois B'mashma, it's mashma from here two things, Shmami Notarti, and from there we learn that not only is a person not allowed to be Mekalel Kodesh, but a person is also not allowed to be Mekalel Chal. If that's the case, I know from Elohim Leisakalel that you're not allowed to be Mekalel Dayin. I know that whether you read Elohim Chal, and it's beforeish in the Pasuk, or even if it's Elohim Kodesh, because of Leisakalel is Tarti Mashma, and like Rashi says, Shtei Klolois B'mashma, so I know it's true for a Dayan as well. If that's the case, why did Torah have to say V'nasi ba'am choloisar? That's extra. Enoi inyan l'nasi, because I know that from Elohim Tnehu inyan to teach me the azara for mekalel of v'ima. Abal nai ramu rasa. The next Mishnah, the next person mentioned over here that's chayiv skila is someone that's bal nai ramu rasa. Someone's bal neishes ish, he's chayiv chenek. If somebody's bal nai ramu rasa, he's chayiv skila. Zok the gemara bal nai ramu rasa inyan chayiv achitei naira. Only chayiv if she was a naira, 12 years old, between 12 and 12 and a half. Bisula, mi'urasa, was eris and not nesu, and v'hibavei savia. What does v'hibavei savia mean? So the Gemara is going to say, it means that the father didn't even hand her over to the shluchei habal. He didn't even send her yet, meaning she's living in her father's house. But if she's not living in her father's house at the time that this must happen, this halacha doesn't apply. Bo, le'ashnayim, what if two people were born, naira murasa, harisha and beskila, v'hasheni bechenek? Why does the second one get chenek? Because the second one already wasn't Bayal of Besula, meaning that she wasn't a Besula. It's one of the criteria for Naira Murasa. What if the first person was Bayal and she remained a Besula? The Gemara is going to talk about it. Tan Rabbam, and how do you know all these anachas? Naira, it says in the Torah, V'loi Bogus. Besula, V'loi Be'ula. Me'urasa, V'loi Nesua. Be'vesa, V'ya, Prat L'shamasa, Rav L'shulchi Abba. She has to be living in her father's house. The father even handed her over to his shluchim, at that point, this halacha is not going to be relevant over anymore. Amar Rav Yudah Marav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. The Mishnah is going according to Rav Meir. Ava Chachamim, Oyim, the Chachamim say, Naira Murasa, Afilu Ketana B'mashma. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that when the Mishnah said, Abal Naira Murasa, Ine Chayiv, Ajatei Naira, it means she has to be 12 years old. But if she would be older than 12, or older than a Naira, I mean, she's a bogris already. At that point, there'd be no parsha of Naira Murasa. So additionally, if she'd be a kitana, you also wouldn't have the halacha. So the Gemara says that's Shitas Rameir and Shas. This is in Perik Elu Nairis at length. This is Shitas Rameir. Rameir holds there's no Naira Murasa by a kitana. But the Chachamim say, Naira Murasa, afilu kitana b'mashma. Our Mishnah is Rameir, not the Chachamim. How do you know the Mishnah is Rameir? Dilma Rabbanon hi, Ulamute Bagris. Maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon, and only a Bagris is in this mind. But anyone up to a Bagris would be included.
Amalei, he told him, "Hi, ene chayiv atche tehe naira besula meurasa. Ene chayiv ela al naira meurasa mibayle besula midi." So I'll tell you why we knew the Mishnah is Rameir, because the Mishnah's lashon is ene chayiv atche tehe until she becomes a naira, as opposed to if she's younger than a naira. If a ktana would be included, in the parsha, it wouldn't say atche tehe. So the fact that it says atche tehe, that's a raya to shitas Rameir, not like V'chachamim v'sulay midi. So just one important yesoid as it relates to the sugis of Avodah Zarah, as it relates to the sugis of Keshav. So we've been learning about Avodah Zarah, different types of Avodah Zarah, different types of kshafim, balas oiv, balas yudayini, all these different types of things. Do these things work? Avodah Zarah, was it real? Did it work? Or were these just silly, foolish people once upon a time who thought that these things worked? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam towards the end of his Hilchos Avodah Zarah says, "V'dvarim ha'elu kulon divrei sheker v'chazav." This is all sheker v'chazav. V'hen shehitu behem ovdei Avodah Zarah hakadmoinin l'goyei ha'arotzos kidei sheyanu achareyim. These were things that were manipulated by the powerful people once upon a time. They preyed on the desperate, on the uneducated, and they got them to believe in things that really made no sense. But the Ein Roy says the Rambam li Yisrael sheim chachonim mechuchamim lehim moshech b'havolim evil v'loi lahalois al alev sheyesh behem talo shenemar kiloi nachash b'yakov v'loi kesem b'Yisrael. Then the Rambam says kol amayim b'dvarim evil k'yoytze behem u'mechashe b'libo yishem emes v'divei chachmo avad ha'teiru asru oison. Anyone that believes in Abay Dezor and Kishav, all these things, and he says it's all true, but I'm not going to do it because the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Einoi elo min asacholim. He's a fool. Umichesrei hadas. Ubichlal hanoshim vahaktanim she'ein taitum shleimo. Avo bali hachochmo v'tmimei hadas yodu b'rayas b'rurois she'kol eilu hadvorim she'osra Torah einon divrei chochmo elo toyu v'hevel she'nimshuchu v'hem chaserei hadas v'notchu kol darkei ha'emes b'glolo. Umipnei ze omre Torah k'shazir al kol eilu ahavolim. So the Rambam could not have been more clear. The Rambam in his Yad Chazaka, and the Rambam talks about it in his Pirush Mishnayot as well, and he talks about it in his Nemor Nevuchim. The Rambam was very clear that all these different heebie-jeebie types of things, Lachoshin and Kishuf and Avodah Zarah that you find in Tanakh and you find in Chazal, were all ridiculous things that people were being manipulated by. But really, it's all shtosim v'avalah. But Yidua, the Devilna Gaon, the Bir Agro, in Yeridei Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, took umbrage to what the Rambam said. And the Devilna Gaon spoke very, very sharp about the Rambam. He quotes the Rambam and he says, Avol chol haboi macharov, everybody, choku olav, sharebi harbe l'choshem nemru b'gemara. So why did the Rambam think what he thought? And the Goyen says, "V'hu nimshach achara philosophy." V'lochein kosav shekshofen the shemois v'lochoshen the shedim the kameis hakol u'sheker. Avo kvar hiku oisay al kat kadoi. Shari matzino meisis b'gemara al pishemois v'kshofen. You find gemaras. He quotes our gemara right here that they were amayram that were able to create things with seifa yitzira. And I'm skipping to the end. The Goyen concludes. He says, "V'ha philosophy hitzoy beroiv lo chalufarish hagemara hakol." Bottom line is the Vilna Gaon continues. Kedai to see it inside. It's Sifkot Yud Gimel Bir Agroi speaks very, very sharp, not like the Rambam. In other words, the Gaon was of the opinion that of course it's real. Avodah Zarah was real. People were even Avodah Zarah. They did it expecting to have an ROI on the effort that they were putting into it, and the ROI was going to be there. Kishuf was real. Sholem Melech went to the Balas. What was that? It wasn't real. I mean, that's one of the these are the kashas that the Vilna Gaon asks on the Rambam. So the Rambam is clearly the Das Yochid, and most everybody says the Vilna Gaon argued with this Rambam. Now the truth is that if you learn Chumash Ramban, you know that the Ramban in many places in the spiritual Torah talks about this. Talks about it in about 20 different places. This is one of the themes in Ramban al Torah. I just could die, this is the time to do it, to get a little bit of a toyamel of some of the raid of the Ramban, but I just want to be machdamit with five questions, five short questions. The first question, basic, fundamental questions that we all should have thought about. We say every day in Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Itzeisi Escha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lochem Le'Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher etzesi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem,
your God.
I took you out of Mitzrayim. So that I should be your Elohim. Ani Hashem Elokech. Let me ask you a question. Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim so that he should be our Elohim. As if to say, had Hashem not taken us out of Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have been our Elohim. It's the first pasuk in the Torah. Bereishis bara Elohim. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Asher etzesi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Liyos lochem le'elohim. I didn't realize that it was possible that he was going to be our Elohim or not be our. Of course, Shem was always our Hashem, our Elohim. Bereishis bara Elohim. In Parshas Lech Lecha, when Hashem gives Avram Avinu the mitzvah of Bris Milah, Vachimoisi es brisi, says Hashem to Avram, Beini uveinecha, ubein zaracha acharecha, v'deiroisam, v'bris oilam, liyos lecha le'elohim, ulezaracha acharecha. You know what the real covenant of Bris Milah is? Vakimoisi as brisi beini uveinecha, ubein zarach acharech ledeiroisam, liyos lechol le'elokim. There was a bris, there was a special covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu and his descendants, liyos lechol le'elokim. As if to say that if you're not part of Bris Hashem Avram Avinu, Hashem is not your Elohim. It's only us. We're nichnas for Bris Hashem Avram Avinu. So we have this special bris of liyos lechol le'elokim. I thought Bereishis bar le'elokim. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu is afraid. He's running away from Esav. He's going to go to Lava now. Vayida Yaakov neder lema. Yaakov makes a neder. Emiel ikini madi u'shmarani b'derech hazeh asher anoichi hoylech v'nosani lechem lechol u'beged l'obosh u'veshafti b'sholem eves avi. And he tells Hashem, if you're going to be my Elohim, then but what's one of the requests that Yaakov Avinu makes from Hashem? What, Yaakov wasn't sure if Hashem was going to be his Elohim? Bereishis bara Elohim. Hashem hu Elohim. Baruch ato Hashem. I mean, we make brachas, we daven. What's the other side? Why does Yaakov Avinu have to ask from Hashem? There's a Gemara Masechtas Ksugas. Kol ador b'chutz la'aretz doyme k'misha ein lo yalika. What does that mean? Doyme k'misha ein lo yalika. And the last question, as an introduction to the Ramban, is that, well, how does the Torah describe? How does the Torah describe the Avodah Zarah? Lo yeh l'cha elohim acherim al pani. We mentioned this already. It's so madma that the Torah would use the same word, Elohim Acherim, to describe Avodah Zarah that's used to describe Kaviyochel, that's used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The holiest word in the Torah is used to describe the most disgusting thing, which is Elohim Acherim, that's Avodah Zarah. So how is it possible? And we know that a shame, a name, it's a reflection of essence. Not just a name that you use to know who you're talking about. There's essence there, which means that there's some correlation between the essence of Avodah Zarah and the essence of Kalagi. What does that mean? Posh, what does that mean? Says the Ramban, and really the first Ramban, if you're going to embark upon this journey, is in Parshas Shemois, on that very pasuk, lo yeh l'cha elohim acherim al pani. And the Ramban says, I want to explain to you a little bit about how Avodah Zarah works. The Eibishta created the world. The Eibishta is b'irei u'manig l'cha la'abruim v'hu l'vade osa v'yosir yasa l'cha la'masim. It's the first of the Ani Mamans. But at the same time, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manig the world is through intermediaries. So there's middle management. So Hashem is the CEO, so to speak. And Hashem is the one who infuses all the koiches and all the nivraim in the world. But there are nivraim that have koiches of their own. They're malachim, they're sarim. Those are metaphysical beings. Then there are physical beings like the Shemesh and the Erech and the Tzva Shemayim. But Atzad HaShav HaShabahen is that they have koiches that were given to them from Hashem. Says the Ramban, every ummah, every nation has a malach, has a sar. Daniel saw these malachim and these sarim in his dreams. Every nation has a malach, every nation has a sar. There's people that have mazalos, there's nations that have mazalos, and these are all things that are influencing what takes place on this world. The Oivdei Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban, were in tune with that. They understood that. And being that they understood that, they said that if we want to get Shefa, Brucha, Vatzlucha, Gizit, Panus, and Achiz, why do it the hard way? By serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which isn't easy, Tariag Mitzvahs, it's a big deal. Why not manipulate and beat the system? You know, we're going to beat the system. We know that there are intermediaries that have koiches. What we're going to do is that we're going to worship those intermediaries,
get them to like us, and maybe they will use the power they have that was given to them from Hashem to be able to influence in a way that's going to benefit us. That was the yisoid of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah was a science to a degree, says the Ramban. It was an ability to manipulate these intermediaries and to be able to benefit. Some did it through Avodah Zarah, some did it through Kishuv, but it's the same thing. What you're doing is you're manipulating the metaphysical intermediaries, the physical intermediaries, all being done for your own benefit. It's all being done for your own good. And says the Ramban, if you think about it, it actually makes a lot of sense. Why not? Maybe they should do it. Maybe the ones were really smart for doing it. But says Ramban, that could be, but not for a Yid. For a Yid, it's foolish. You know why? And he spaces it on a pasuk that he quotes throughout his Pirush al HaTorah. On this pasuk, it's in Parshas Vaschan and Perik Dalut, pasuk Yutes. Upentisa inecha Hashem Maimah. You're going to lift up your eyes. V'ro'iso es HaShemesh v'es HaYareach v'es HaKichovim. Kol Tzva Hashem Maimah. V'nidach v'dishtav v'isam v'dadon. You're going to be tempted to serve them and to worship them. The same way all the other nations serve them. But I want you to remember something. And this is the punchline. Those intermediaries were given to the Tzva Shemayim. They were given to the Umay Sa'ila. But the Eschem, you're different. You're a Yid. The Eschem Lokach Hashem. Hashem took you. Hashem took you for himself. For a guy to be Oyver Avodah Zarah, there's a method to the madness. But for a Yid to be Oyver Avodah Zarah, he's being a fool. You know why? Because there's no Sar and there's no Malach that has manipulative capabilities over Klal Yisrael. Because the Eschem, you, Lokach Hashem. Vayoytze Eschem, Yikura, Brazil, Nesam, Hashem, Tiku, Adam, Mitzrayim, Lios, Loila, Am, Nachla, Kayyem, Azef. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the CEO. Macromanages the whole world. Let's use the term very, very loosely. But Hashem also micromanages one Ummah, and that's Klal Yisrael. We're the only nation that Hashem micromanages. So for us, there's no middle management that we can go speak to our superior, we'll speak to his superior, that maybe will get us a Toivah. Because by us, there's nothing in between us. By us, all it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban says, that's the Tifkeit of Yisrael, Am Segula, Mikol Am, and he says it's a Parashas Yisrael. A Segula is like a diamond. If a person has a diamond, he doesn't give it to a middleman. You don't just give it to someone, to UPS. It's something that you carry on your own. It's something that you keep for yourself. He says, that was the Tifkeit in Bilam. He says it's in Parshas Balad. When Bilam says, Ma ekev le kabe kel, right? He tried getting, you're doing what he was commissioned to do, but he could, says Ramban, because you know what Bilam's koiches were? Bilam knew how to manipulate all those intermediaries. And he comes, he thinks he's going to take the Jews down. He has him. He's like stock and barrel. But he comes back, he says, the Jews are different. I realize I can't manipulate them. You know why? Because they don't have any intermediaries. Those intermediaries that work for all the other nations that Bilam was able to take out wasn't going to work for Klal Yisrael. That's the aside. So why? Why are the Avodah Zarah? Why were these the Avodah Zarah called Elohim Acherim? Because this was real. These weren't just silly idols that were slumim, that were man-made. No. There were people that once upon a time knew how to worship deities, malachim, sarim, things that were very, very holy. Things that were metaphysical, celestial beings. And it's for that reason they're referred to as Elohim Acherim. Because their essence is somewhat correlated. Their essence is somewhat correlated to the essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. But going back to our questions. So, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liras Lachem Lelokim. So he said, Liras Lachem Lelokim, what do you mean? Bereishis Bar Elokim, Hashem is everybody's Elokim. It's true. But when you say Elokim, it means two things. There's Elokim in terms of Bereishis Bar Elokim. Hashem is the one that created the world. He is the only God. He created everything. That's Bereishis Bar Elokim. That's true for everybody. But at the same time, the Ummah Yisraelim also have an Elohim. They have an Elohim Acherim. They have a Sar. They have a Malach that governs them. That's true for every nation in the world. There's one nation that's not true. There's one nation that doesn't have an Elohim Acherim. Who is that nation? That's Klal Yisrael. And that's Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Not only the Bereishis Bar Elokim, I'm not only going to be the CEO, but I'm actually going to micromanage every single detail of what happens to every single Yid. That's the Yid, Liyos Lachem Lelokim. Whereas the nations have Elohim Acherim, they have real Elohim Acherim. That's what it's called Elohim, because it's real.
There's a real essence there. It's very real. But at the same time, nishtayid. And that was the bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu. That's when it happened. You know what the tifkeit of the bris between Avraham Avinu and Hashem is? When your child is nichnas the bris and Avraham Avinu, there's nothing in between him and Hashem. Nothing. There's no intermediaries. There's no kechavim. There's no matzolos. It's the eschem lokach Hashem. It's when it's niskayim. That's what Yaakov Avinu wanted. Yaakov Avinu didn't want any intermediaries. This is before Matan Torah. He didn't want intermediaries. He wanted it just between me and you, Hashem. That's for Hashem B'Elokim. He's not asking for Bereishis Bara Elokim. That's a fact. That's an absolute reality. That's not something you ask for. That is what it is. But whereas ordinarily the world is governed with Elohim Acherim, Yaakov Avinu didn't want any Elohim Acherim. So what does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz? So we're going to have to save that. That's already part two to the Ramban. Just one new raid bite. And that is the Gemara on Daf Samechei Amid Beis said, Rava Bara Gavra. Rava created a person. He created what we know as a goylem. Shodrei Lekami de Rab Zeira. And he sent this goylem to Rab Zeira. Have a komishtoi ba'adei. Rab Zeira began a conversation with this goylem, but it couldn't respond. So Rab Zeira said, Min chavraya at. Rashi says, you must have been created al yedei chaverim, meaning you're not a real person. And if that's the case, hadala africh, I want you to return to your ground. Gemara tells a similar story. Rab Chanina and Rab Oshia have yasvi kol mali shabbos of aski b'sefer yitzira. Rab Chanina and Rab Oshia, they would sit every erev Shabbos and they would engage in sefer yitzira. This is the most mystical of all kabbalistic works. Umivrulahu igla tilsa, and using sefer yitzira, they would create an ego. An iglatilsa, which is considered the most chashiv type of animal, the achliwe, and they would eat that animal. So the Gemara says that Rava was bara gavra, Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia, they were bara iglatilsa, and they didn't just do it once, but they used to do it every Erev Shabbos. If you look in the Rishonim, there's a shaila whether the right girsa in the Gemara is Rava bara gavra, or whether the right girsa in the Gemara is Rabba bara gavra. We have in our Vilna Shas, Rava. However, there were others that had the girsa not Rava, but rather Rabba. Rabbi Ruvi Margolis and his Margolis Hayam says something, Viruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram. He says that if the girsa is Rabba, Yesh Loimai, the reason Rabba created Goylem, and he sent it to Rab Zeira, is based on a well-known story, which is Dover Be'itoy Matoiv, Gemara Masechtes Megillah Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi and Rab Zeira of the Sudas Pur Bahadi Adadi. Rabbi and Rab Zeira, they once pravid the Purim Suda together. If Sim, in the meantime, they got drunk, come Rabbi, Rabbi got up, Shachtel Rab Zeira, and he killed Rab Zeira. The next day after Rabbi realized when he sobered up that he had killed Rab Zeira, so he davened and he davened the Achye, and he was able to bring him back to life. Lashana, the next year, on Malays, Rabbi tells Rab Zeira, you know, we had so much fun last year. Why don't we try to come together again? We'll prove another tremendous Purim. So Rab Zeira turned to Rabbi, says, maybe you had a lot of fun. For me, it was a little traumatic. On Malay, he said, Loi b'chol shaita v'shaita misrach shnisa. I don't know if this is such a good idea. And as a result, they ended up parting ways and each one prophet his own Purim Zudah. But said Rabbi Margolis, the Yesh Loimar, Rabbi now was sending to Rab Zeira a little message. And he said, Rab Zeira, you're afraid to come to me for Purim. Why? Because, understandably, come Rabbi, Shachta the Rab Zeira. And what's going to be? You have nothing to worry about. I could daven. Not just that, I have the ability to go and be a Bara Gavra. I can create people. I'll be able to bring you back to life. This is not something you have to worry about. That's why Rabbi is the one that was Bara Gavra. And who did he send the Gavra to? Davka to Rab Zeira, who's the person that he killed. Again, Viruyin Advarim, Lamisha Amram. I saw another very nice Ha'ara. If the girsa in the Gemara is Rabba, and that is in the Torah of Agoyin Rab David Yoel Weishlita, Hishtelsu Marsha in Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalet Amar Aleph. So the context over there is, the Gemara said that Rab Yochanan had two Talmidim, Rab Chanina and Rab Oishia, and he very much wanted to give them smicha. However, V'lo Yistayim Milsa, it wasn't working out. Meaning this smicha that he was trying to give them wasn't working out. Now the Marsha there mutches a little bit because the girsa of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yochanan was trying to give smicha to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Oshia. Now if they didn't have smicha, why were they called Rabbi?
Says the Masha, maybe the Geras is supposed to be Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia. Either way, he's a little bit unsure. But either way, Toich Dvara, says the Masha, that I want you to know that this Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia are the same Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia that the Gemara mentions, Lekamon, Daf Samachem with Beis, an R Daf, where the Gemara says, Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia have a Yasvi Komali Shapta, Vaaski Besefi Yitzira, Umivrulo Igla Tilsa Vaachule. And the Marsha says, if you look at that Gemara, the Gemara says clearly, Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, there's no other Gersa. So again, in the context of why would they be called Rebbe if they didn't have Smicha, and is the Gersa Rebbe, is the Gersa Rav, says the Marsha, this Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia that are coming together are the same Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia that come together in Sanhedrin, Samachem, and Beis. All the shasis that I saw had one Gersa Rav, and if that's the case, that's for sure the right Gersa, and you should be Gersa here, Rav. And then, at the end of this piece, the Marsha throws in one line. He says, and you should know that Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, Achei Rabba, Hava, they were the brothers of Rabba, the Osimi Beis Eli, and they all came from Beis Eli. The background is that the Gemara says that the reason Rabbi Yochanan couldn't give smicha to Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia is because they were from Beis Eli. And one of the curses of Beis Eli was that nobody would ever be Oyel Gdula. We know the Gemara says Abaya and Rabba came from Beis Eli, and that's why they both weren't Ma'irich Yom HaVashonim. Now the truth is a Shaila in that Gersa too. Is it Abaya and Rabba or is Abaya and Rava? But regardless, the Marsha says that Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia of the Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, Yudalid, Amid Aleph, who are also mentioned in our daf here in Sanhedrin, Samachem, and Beis, they were brothers of Rabba. They were all Mid Beis Eli. And if that's the case, says Rav David Yoy Weiss, I'm just making an observation. Because the Gemara mentions three Amoraim that used Sefer Yetzirah. Rabba, if that's the Gersa, was Bara Gavra. Rav Chanina, Rav Oishia, every single Erev Shabbos, they used to make an Igla Tilsa, and it's a Mefurish and Marsha, they were all brothers. So these Shevis Achim Gam Yochad somehow had the ability to use Sefer Yetzirah to the point where they were actually creating things. In the case of Rabba, what they're creating is a Goylem, and in the case of Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, what they're creating is an Igla Tilsa. But it's Yodua, the Chakira of the Chacham Tzvi. In fact, you can't learn this Gemara without giving a shout-out to the most famous tshuva in Shailos Tshuva, it's Chacham Tzvi, it's a Chelek Aleph, it's Shailot Tzadik Gimel. Chacham Tzvi said as follows, Nistapakti, I had a sophic, very short tshuva. Adam ha-noitzer al-yidei Sefer Yetzir. If a person is created al-yidei Sefer Yetzir, ko'isa sha'amru b'sanhedrin, rova or rabba bara gavra. The Chein Heidu says the Chacham Tzvi, you should know, if you want a more contemporary example of a person that created a goylem, you should know, they say about my Zayda, al zikni hagoyin rebelio of bezdin dekilu kedosha chelem, that he too created a goylem. So what's the suffix, says the Chacham Tzvi, mi mitztaref la asara, could that goylem now count as a minion, or could he not count as a minion? Meaning, with regards to Kaddish and Kedusha, whenever there's an inyan that you want to do a davar shabbi Kedusha, with halachas you have to have a minion, clears the Chacham Tzvi, Adam hanoitzer al yedei sefer yetzirah, does he count Leminyan or does he not count Leminyan? Now, the truth is like this. The first question you have to ask yourself is this person or Goylem or Gavra a person or not a person? I mean, if it's not a person, it doesn't count Leminyan. But there's another Shaila. Is he a Yid, right? It can be a person from today till tomorrow, but you have to be a Yid. You have to be an Yid in order to count Leminyan. So, afilu imtim tzoloyma, he's going to be a person. You'd have to know if he's a Yid. So let's work backwards. And that's really the way the Chacham Tzvi attacks this. He says, question number one, good, you'll tell me he's a person. A B'lamaisa, is he a Yid, L'chayr or not? So what's the Havamina of the Chacham Tzvi, Shekant L'minyan? So Chacham Tzvi says something fascinating. He says that the Svar would be, because the Gemara says, Kol HaMegadol Yosoyim, V'yosoyim B'toich Beisoyim, Mala Olav HaKosov Kilu Yoldai. Where's this Gemara? Sanhedrin, Yotaz Samad Beis, all Sanhedrin Gemaras. But the Gemara says that if someone's Megadol Yosem V'Yosem B'Toich Beisai, it's Mala Olav HaKosov Kilu Yoldai. Which means that my Zayda says the Chacham Tzvi came from Chel, who created a Goylem. So when he went ahead and he created the Goylem and he raised it, he nurtured it, he took care of this Goylem. So it was Mala Olav HaKosov L'Chayra Kilu Yoldai. And when Rabba was Bar Gavra, L'Churi took care of it. And if that's the case, it was Mala Olav HaKosov Kilu Yoldai. It's Kilu Yoldai. So if his father's a Jew, then he should be a Jew too. Now, usually it's Tully and the mother, but I guess in this case it would be the father. But it's not even the point. The point is if it's Ki'ilu Yalde, so you gave birth to it. So if you gave birth to it, it should be real. No, it's only Ki'ilu Yalde, but it's not Mamish Yalde. And if it's not Mamish Yalde, at the end of the day, even if this Goylem is a person, but at the end of the day, it's not a Yid. And if it's not a Yid, there's no way it's going to be able to even start from a Yid. This Chacham Tzvi is an important Chacham Tzvi, not only because of the Geshmakai, right? It's not so halacha l'maisa. Even though we've mentioned in the past, Mishabura brings this. Mishabura in an art brings that Nestapik HaChacham Tzvi, Adoban Nivra Yidei Goylem, does he count L'minyan or not? And once heard from Rabbi Yosef Aaron's Tishlit, the Reuven Alexander, he says, why did Mishabura bring it? Right? This is halacha l'maisa. Where exactly is this halacha l'maisa? Could be there are sniffing, and maybe you can apply it to different Chakiras. In the world of raid, maybe it becomes a little bit halacha l'maisa, but he says he believes that the Mishabura wanted to give people a chizik and amunah, that there was a time that people were able to use safety yitzira to even be butter gavra. That's why Mishabura brought it. Could be it's not so halacha l'maisa in your local minyan, at your local mincha meirav. I don't think they're clearing this shayla, but at the same time, the Mishabura brought it because of the chizik and amunah shabbat. But either way, the Chacham Tzvi over here is clearing a big shayla that when the Gemara says, Malo ala bakas of kilu yalde, do you take it to such an extent that you would have to view this person now as if he's a yid or not? And this negate all the ke'ilus, right? This is one of the themes of our raid bites, that how far do you take a ke'ilu, right? Kalakoyes ke'ilu oivet avaydazar. So now it becomes your harag v'al-yavar. So now you fall into the Mishnah, that, you know, Mishnayis that we're learning here and the sugis of the last couple of dafin, right? How far do you take all these ke'ilus? Exhibit A, literally. And the way the Gedolei Yisrael used to approach this Shiloh when they were asked things that were related to this, they would jump to this Chacham Tzvi. This goes down as the authoritative Maramachim, where the Chacham Tzvi already cleared the Shofet, because that's really what's underpinning his Shiloh. Whether or not the Goylem is Mitzarif Luminya comes down to how do you view a Ke'ilu? Talk about a derivative Shiloh. It boils down to the Ke'ilu, because if the Ke'ilu is literal, then maybe this Goylem is not going to be a Yid. So everyone knows the Shiloh, right? The first part is Tshuva. Everybody knows. What did Chacham Tzvi say? How'd he come out? That didn't make it into all our raid bites. So what's the sefer of this tshuva? So he says like this, venerally, the kivan da ashkech on the Reb Zeira, being that you find Reb Zeira, when he met the goylem that was created by Rabba, so he tried talking to him, and what did he say? Min chavrayat, you're not a real person. And if that's the case, tuv la'af, I want you to go back, right? Al ofer toshuv, harei shaharka. In other words, he killed. Now, the Iso Gedaitach, if you're going to tell me, Shiyesh by Teyelis, let's Arfila, Sarah, Lechol, Dabash, Abikdusha, if you're going to tell me that you can use this Goylem for a minion, like, how you Reb Zeira, Maviram, in Oilem, Reb Zeira would not have killed him. The Av Shein by Issa Shvichas Damim. Because even though it says the Chacham Tzvi, it's Poshit, there's no Issa Shvichas Damim to kill a Goylem, Dachid Ayakra. You know, I know that. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I know from the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk says, Shofech tam ha'odam ba'odam dama yishafech. And it says, even though the Gemara Sanhedrin, again, these are all Sanhedrin Gemaras, Nun zayin amidei is darshin from this Pasuk, different halachas. But at the same time, ein mikri yoytze midei pshuta. You know what you see from here? Shofech tam ha'odam ba'odam dama yishafech. An Adam that was created, b'toich Adam, right? An Adam that comes from B'toich Adam, mi mei imai, shayfich tam Adam in an Adam. Be Adam, only then is it going to be double yishafech. Yotza hu gavra, as opposed to someone like this. The bar rabbi shle nasa b'mei isha. I mean that he didn't come from mei isha, it's pasha, it wouldn't be shvichas dam. So when Reb Zeira killed, that's the way the Chacham Tzvi understands the Gemara, the goylem that was created, he wasn't a retzeach. He wasn't over like Sirtzach. This was not Shvichas Damim. But at the same time, says the Chacham Tzvi, Mikom Mokim, Kimish Yech by Teyeles. If this person had value, and the value would have been, he's a tzeinter, right? How often do you need a tzeinter and you could do something with him? If this person had value, he should not have killed him. Elevadai. That's how he comes out. Elevadai. From the fact that Reb Zeira killed the Goylem, She'enim Etzdarif La'asara, L'chol Davish HaBikdusha, Kach Nira Li, and this is the psak of the Chacham Tzvi. That's, we just read the whole shul. The Reisha is a suffix, which really boils down to how you understand Ki'ilu. In the Sefer, he says that from the fact that Reb Zeira killed the Goylem, that's the Chacham Tzvi's understanding. The Mar doesn't say Mefurish, but that's the way the Chacham Tzvi understood it. So if he went ahead and he killed him, well, if that's the case, then must be there was no tayeles, even though it's posh to be no issa shvichas damim. But if there was any tayeles that we can get from this person, this is not something he would have done. And from the fact that he did it, that's a raya. It must be that he's not mitzaref l'minyan. It's yodua that the chida in his Birkei Yosef, and this is an Eirachayim Simen Nunhe. So he brings this chakira from the Chacham Tzvi, and then he says as follows. He said, I saw in a michtav that was written to Reb Leib Katz, who was the son of the Shar Ephraim, the great Shar Ephraim, who, by the way, was a Zayda of the Chacham Tzvi. You want to play a little Jewish geography in all these tshuvas. But the bottom line is, the Chidah said that I saw a letter that was written to the son of the Shar Ephraim, who tainted that the Chacham Tzvi cleared a suffix, whether or not, Goyim is mitzdarf l'minyan. L'chayr, I have a raya from a Gemara in Mesechtes Gittin Lamed Ches. It's also a Gemara Mesechtes Brachas Mem Zayin Amad Beis. The Gemara says, "Ma'isa Rabbi Eliezer shenichnas lebeis haKnesses v'lei matza asarit." There was a story with Rabbi Eliezer. He once entered the Beis haKnesses and he couldn't find a minyan. They had nine, but they needed a tzengta. The shichur avdoi v'shlumi la'asarit. So what he did was he was meshacher his eved kanani. He had an eved kanani, right? This is before Lincoln freed the slaves. So he had an eved kanani, and he freed him. And once he freed him, he became a full-fledged yid and v'shlumi la'asarit. And now he ended up handing him in. Now the Gemara has a whole discussion. How was he allowed to do it? Lo ilamem tavoidu. It's an Isra say, call Meshacher Avdei Eberbasei. So the Gemara says, Mitzvah Shani, isn't it a Mitzvah Babaveira? Mitzvah the Rabbim Shani, isn't it a Mitzvah the Rabbanon? So you do the Rishayim. It's a very, very well known Gemara. But the Kasha that the Chidah brings, he saw as was, that I don't understand. They needed a Tzenta. Why did Rabbi Eliezer have to go be over an Isra say of Lo'ilam Em Tavoidu and rely on Mitzvah Shani, even though you see from the Gemara in the Rishayim that he was really relying on a lot of Chidushim? What he should have done was what Rabbi did, or what Rava did. He should have been Bar Gavra. He should have created a Goylem. Create a Goylem, and your Goylem will be a Tzenta. Oh, so the Chidah says, I saw that Yenna wanted a Taina. Must be that if you make a Goylem, the Goylem is not Mitzar Flaminion. And if it's not Mitzar Flaminion, it's for that reason it wouldn't have been an Eitzah. So he wanted to bring a Raya Gedoyla to the Suffolk of the Chacham Tzvi, and really to the Psak of the Chacham Tzvi. And that is from the fact that Rabbi Eliezer went that he was Meshacher Avdoi, as opposed to being Bar Gavra. That's right, that this must be what happened. So the Chidah says that it's a very geshmaka raya, and it makes for good raid. But at the same time, he doesn't think it's emes. He says, why? Because what's the kasha? The kasha is, how come Rabbi Eliezer, at that second, where he was right there, didn't just go ahead and be Bar Gavra? First of all, says the Chidah, Mehechet Heisi, a person can just on a whim be Bar Gavra. Maybe in order to be Bar Gavra, it requires Hachana, Harbe, Vahazmana, Milsa, Vilav Kol Shaita, Matzi Ovid. Maybe it's not something that you can just always go ahead and do, meaning Mehechatesi. And by the way, the Chidah, before he says this, he prefaces this talking about the greatness of Rabbi Eliezer Gadol, which is, right, something that, you know, we've spoken so much about, the Radal and his Akdoma. He says, we know Rabbi Eliezer Gadol is. Rabbi Eliezer is the greatest of all time. Not. That's why he's called Hagadol. Everyone knows that. Mew Kol Chachmi Yisrael on one side, Rebbe Lez ben Horkinus on the other side, Hoye Machriya Esaka. But at the same time, no one says that you could just snap your fingers and be Bar Gavra. So right now, it's Soif Zman Tefila. They need a Tzenta. So Mehecha Tesi, you could just go ahead and be Bar Gavra. This is the Shakla Vatari that Chidah brings in his Birke Yosef in Simon Unhei. And by the way, just to be clear, Chidah brings this in his Birke Yosef. Birke Yosef is his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. Right? He's not bringing this in one of his drushes that he said on Shmini Atzeres. This is something that he brings in Birke Yosef, like the Mishnah Berurah brings this Shaila in his Mishnah Berurah, and the Chacham Tzvi has it in Shailos HaTshuvos Chacham Tzvi. The Chidah has it right here in his Birke Yosef. This was real halachah l'maase b'goreg, which is fascinating. But the bottom line is, this is the Shakla B'tari that the Chidah says. The Pardes Yosef, in this week's parsha, Parshas Mishpatim, middle of a long piece, it's in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. He brings this raid, specifically the kasha that the Chidah saw, that was asked to the son of the Shar Ephraim, and he shtels su a Rashba in a tshuva, which very, very much answers this kasha. That is, the Rashba in two places, in Shailos HaTshuvos HaRashba, Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Yud Gimel. And in Shailos HaTshuvos HaRashba, Chelek Gimel, Siman Reish Tzadik, says that this that we find in the Gemara, that Rav Chanina Rav Oshia, so we're skipping from Rabba, who was Bar Gavra, to Rav Chanina Rav Oshia, who used to make an Igla Tilsa on Erev Shabbos, that every Erev Shabbos, they used to make an Igla Tilsa using the Sefer Yetzirah. It wasn't a coincidence that they did this on Erev Shabbos. In fact, the Rashba says, I believe they were only able to do this on Erev Shabbos. And the reason is, because on Erev Shabbos, on the sixth day of creation, going back to Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals. And being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals on that day, it's for that reason, says the Rashba, that Rav Chanina and Rav Oishia, they too were able to create animals on that day. Because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals on that day, what emerges is that the Teva of that day is a day that is mesugal somewhat for the Bria of Agolim. And it's for that reason we find in the Gemara that when did they make these Agolim? They made these Agolim dafka on Erev Shabbos. Now, the Makar to the Rashba, meaning the Makar that the Rashba himself brings to say such a Zach, is a Gemara Masechtes Tainis, Tafchav Zayin of the days. The Gemara where there is discussing the Anshei Maimed. So who are the Anshei Maimed? Every day in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Karbonai Sibur that were brought. There was the carbon tamid that was brought in the morning, and it was brought again, beino arbain. Now, one of the halachas of a carbon is that the bala carbon always has to be standing by his carbon, right? He has to be liyad carbona. Now, these carbonas were carbonas sibur, which would essentially mean that all of Klal Yisrael would have to be standing by the carbon, which is not something that's feasible. So what they did was, is they would appoint anshei maimed, quote unquote, their job was to stand. Their job was to be oimer ala carbon, and like this, a shluchim of Klal Yisrael would able to make this inyan that the bala carbon is liyat carbone. Now, the Gemara says that there were certain members of the Anshei Maimed that were physically in the Beis HaMikdash. There were others that would be scattered in all the Bati Knesias and Bati Midrashis amongst the Jewish people, and they weren't physically by the carbon, but they were playing a role in this inyan of being members of the Anshei Maimed by davening and by fasting. And the Gemara brings a brisa that goes into it in a more specific way. Tanu Rabbanan, Anshei Mishmar, referring to these Anshei Maimed, Mispawelin al korban acheyem sheiskavu beratzah. Va'anshei maimed miskansin lebeis hakneses v'yoshven arba tainis. They would enter the Beis HaKnesses and they would sit four tainis. B'sheni b'shabes, b'shlishi, b'rvi, b'chamishi. B'sheni, when they fasted on the second day of the week, it is Monday, they would fast al yardei hayam. They would fast because of the yardei hayam. B'shlishi, on the third day, al hochei midbaras. They would fast for all the people that are on the midbar that might be in a state of sakana. Pervi, on the fourth day, was al-askara, for children that had the machla of askara, shloi tipal al-atinoikis, and b'chamishi, on the fifth day, al-ubrois u-meinikois, ubrois shloi apilu meinikois, sheyaniku esbene. So the Braisa says that for 4 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the Anshei Maimed were fasting, and every day they were fasting for something specific. B'sheini al-yardei ayam. B'shlishi al hochei midbaras, b'rvi al askara, and b'chamishi it's al ubrois u'meinikois, ubrois shalei apilu u'meinikois, she'yeiniku es b'nei. Says the Rashba, and the truth is Rashi in Chumash says it as well. What's pshat that they were fasting b'sheni al yardei ayam, b'shlishi al hochei midbaras? So the Rashba says b'sheni was al yardei ayam because what did Hashem create on the second day? Yihirokia b'toich hamayim, mayim. B'shlishi is hochei midbaras because on Tuesday was v'seira hayabasha. B'rvi an askara because askara comes because of the ma'oros. And b'chamishi al ubrei sumei nikos, it's because on b'chamishi the pasuk says yishritzu hamayim sheretz nefesh chaya ayin sham. But the point is sheni, they're fasting specifically about the Yardei Ayam, Shlishi specifically for the Hochei Midbaras, etc., etc. Why? Why on Sheni can't you fast for Shlishi? And why not Shlishi can't you fast for Sheni? Says the Rashba, the reason is because being that on Sheni there was the creation of the water, that means Monday is a day where water is a little more manifest in the world, whatever that means. And it's for that reason people that are Bayam are in a little bit of a greater state of sakana. That's why Monday is the appropriate day to daven al mayim. Being that on Tuesday was v'seira hayabasha, so people that are biyabasha, such as the Hochei Midbaras, are in a greater sakana on Tuesday than they were on Monday and they will be on Wednesday. And that's why b'shlishi, they would fast. Being that the ma'oris brings askara, and the ma'oris were created on Wednesday, so the power of askara is much more intense on Wednesday than it is on other days of the week. And that's why when they used to fast for askara, which day are they fasting? The dafka fasting, b'rvi. The dafka fasting was, if it says the Rashba, you know what I see from this Gemara, this Braisa and Tainus, Chav Zayin of the Beis, I see this inyan. I see this idea. I see this concept that if you go back to the beginning of time, a day where something was created, that thing is Chazal Toikvai. Every single time that day of the week comes back. And if that's the case, Yesh Loimar, being that on Erev Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baruch, all the agolim and everything was created. So it's dafka on that day, the Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia, the two brothers. Dafka on that day, the Rav Chanina and Rav Oshia were able to sit down and they were able to be borei egla tilso. They couldn't have done it on another day because this is a day where the koyach of Brias Agolim is very intense in the world. And that's why this is the day they were able to do this. So says the Pardes Yosef, as Lefiza Yeshloimar, who Adin, it's going to be true with regards to Rabbi that was Bar Gavra. Rabbi was Bar Gavra. Now, we don't know what day of the week it was, but it's Yitachin that you want to know what day it was. It was on Friday, because that's what the Rajma said. The Rajma said that the whole koyach of Bria comes from the fact that that's the day of Kadosh Baruch created. So when did Kadosh Baruch create man? He created on the sixth day on Erev Shabbos. As Yeshloimar, the Chidah brings this kasha that he saw, that why Rabbi has after Meshach Rabdoi, he should have just been Bar Gavra. If Rabbi could do it, so why can't Rabbi Eliezer do it? Of course Rabbi Eliezer is able to do it. But who said it was a Friday? If it wasn't a Friday, it wouldn't have worked. Rav Chanina, Rav Oshia did it on Maile Shapsa, and it wasn't punk that it was Maile Shapsa, says the Rajba. They were only able to do it on Maile Shapsa. If that's the case, is he talking that so too Rabbi Bar Gavra could have only done it on Erev Shabbos? If he could only do it on Erev Shabbos, so it's Gevaldik, says the Pardei Yosef. That is the Teretz. Now, the truth is, if you go through that Gemara with Rabbi Eliezer, right, one of the Kashas that we show you in the Mass, Rabbi Eliezer, the Meshachar and Eved, for what? For a minyan? Minyan, tzibur is a din derabanan, right? It's not a din derayso. Where is minyan a din derayso? Meshach Rav the Oivdei Asay is a derayso. Since you do it, the Rosh says that it could be, it was for Kriyas HaTorah, and it wasn't just any Kriyas HaTorah, it was Parsha Zohar, Dover Be'itoy Matoiv. It was for Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, Kriyas HaTorah is derayso. But I'll call upon him, if it was for Parsha Zohar, says the Pardes Yosef, it comes out with Shabbos. So for Shabbos, we know for a fact it wasn't on a Friday. So if it wasn't on a Friday, loit the Chuvas HaRash, but this whole union is not going to be the game. But there's a big Yisoid here that you have to take out of this Rashba. And that is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days or 7 days. And every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created something. What emerges earth is that L'dayrus, Tovshin Pei Hei, L'elef Hashishi years later, every single day of the week, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created on that day is somehow B'toikvai. So let's just explain this a little bit better. This is the aside. On the first day, what a Kadosh Baruch Hu created. So we know Bereshis Baruch Hu Kim Esa Shemayim Veisar. It's Rashi, the Ramban. We went through this in Chumash Torah. The Gemara in Chagiga Yudei Zamaral says Asar Dvarim Nivru B'Yom Rishon. What did Hashem create on the second day? Yihirokia B'Toy Chamayim, which Rashi says Yichase Karokia. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Maldo B'Mayim L'Moyim. We know Gehenna was created on the second day. Machloikus was created on the second day. What was created on the third day? Number one, the Seira Hayabasha, dry land was created. Not just that, but also Batoytzeyar Etz Deshe, right? All the vegetation that'll happen on the third day. Gan Eden was created on the third day. Fourth day was the Himoiris. The fifth day, the Oifus and the Dagan. The sixth day, you have the insects and the animals and the Chayos. And man was created. What emerges is that just like that first week of the world's existence, no 2 days were the same. There were different things that were being neschadish on each day. Every single day of every single week, at Bias Goel Tzadik Meir B'Yameinu, is different. Every Sunday that we have is related to that first Sunday. Every Monday to that first Monday. Every Tuesday to that Tuesday. And it's true on the deepest of deep levels. Ad kidei kach, that if someone's bayam, he's more besakana on Monday than he is on Tuesday. Because mayam is betoikvai on Monday more so than on Tuesday. And askara is more prevalent on Wednesday than it is on any other day of the week. Because askara comes from the ma'oirais, and yihim ma'oirais happened when? It happened b'yom revi. And it's for that reason a person is in a greater sakana on those days. And that's why people that knew how to manipulate Sefer Yetzirah said that Rajba could only do it on a Friday. It means the maral's goyim, Friday. Rabbi Leo, Michal, and the Zaydif and the Chamsvi's goyim, Friday. It only happens on a Friday. Because that's the day of Bria. That's the day of creation. And as a result, that's the only day that something like this will be able to happen. It's an oymik and no 2 days are the same, right? It's an incredible, incredible oymik that every single day would always have a nuance. The truth is, this Yesod of the Rashba, you find in different places in the Rishonim. Obviously, E.F. Shlomo Parton, but just to get a little bit of a time, just to mention like a tiny few, and that is, we know that on Matzoy Shabbos, you make a Bar Mori Yoish, right? Matzoy Shabbos is when you make the Bar Mori Yoish. What's the Makar to it? So the Rishonim say, and really, it's a Gemara. Masechtes Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Shnei Dvarim Olu B'Machshav Li Baris Berev Shabbos V'Lei Nivru Ad Moitzoy Shabbos. Ubemoitzoy Shabbos Nasan Echadosh Baruch Hu Dei Badam Arishoyin Me'ein Dugmer Shal Naila V'Hevi Shnei Avonim U'Tochman Zu B'Zu V'Yotzu Mehen Or. Echadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create fire in Erev Shabbos, but didn't end up happening. What happened? On Moitzoy Shabbos, Echadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Arishoyin Deya, a Deya that was Me'ein Dugmer Shal Naila. He brought two stones. He was tochanon zu bezu, and you know what came from it? Fire came from it. Fire was created on Matzah Shabbos. The Ran in his Chiddush Ran and this Gemara says, I believe that's the reason on Matzah Shabbos we make the bracha b'yom ha'ariyesh. He says, why do you make it on Matzah Shabbos? Because we know that anytime you make a bracha on a dover shal shevach, you make it when it's betokfai. Right, the Gemara says if somebody sees different things betokfai, that's when you're supposed to haroya chama bit kufasa umazol is kesidram. You make the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis. When you see something in its most powerful state, that's when you're supposed to make the bracha. So says the Ran, if fire was created on Matzoy Shabbos, then you want to know what time of the week fire is betoikvot? It's on Matzoy Shabbos. And therefore, when you see fire on Matzoy Shabbos, you're being roya chama bet kufasa. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing fire at its strongest point. And if that's the case, that's the time you're supposed to make the bracha. Another place where Rishon says is Rabbeinu Bechaya in the beginning of Parshas Bereshis. By the way, this is Chumash Torah, right? But Rabbeinu Bechaya in the beginning of Parshas Bereshis, where Rabbeinu Bechaya, he talks about the second day of creation, where it doesn't say Kitay, right? On Yom Sheni, it doesn't say Kitay. Why not? So Rashi says, because the Melach Samayim wasn't Nishlam till Yom Shlichi. Yom Shlichi was Yom Shehuchpo by Kitay, because Sa'id the Melach Samayim was Nishlam, and Sa'id Kodesh Baruch created what he created on the third day. But Rabbeinu Bechaya is Meirich. He brings from Chazal different reasons why it doesn't say Kitay B'Yom Sheni. Gehenna was created on Yom Sheni. Machloikis was created on Yom Sheni. But in the middle, he says as follows. He says, "Umasha Amru ki Machloikis va'Gehenna Nivru b'Yom." That on the second day of creation, Machloikis and Gehenna were created. List b'Yom Mizeh. You have to take out of this. Shekala Ma'iru Machloikis Nidu b'Gehenna. That any person that's Ma'iru Machloikis Nidam begehenim. The kimet shemachloikis begehenim nivru by bayon. You ready for this? Being that machloikis and gehenim were created on Monday, lo madnu. We learn from here shehu yoy mazik. That Monday is a yoy mazik. What's a mazik? Bavakam. Shehu yoy mazik. It's a day that's mazik. The yoyim is mazik. V'lochein asru razal lahaschol kol melachavoy. You can't start working on Monday. Interesting, right? Don't take that out of context, but. It's a chazal. We don't start things on a Tuesday. That's the rest of the story of Zugos. What's that all about, right? You have two shots of whiskey, you're in trouble. Three, you're fine, right? That's how it goes, the Gemara. Right? That's literally the Gemara. By the Arbekoises. But the point is that Yom Zugos is a sakana. Why? Kuhudavar mazik. Because anytime you're dealing with anything that's in multiples of two, you're dealing with a mazik. But the point is, why? Why is every Monday a yoy mazik? You know why? Because on the first Monday, it was never gehavid us. What's that have to do with us? What's that have to do with Monday today? What shaykhis does this week Monday have to do with the first Monday? Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying the Yisoid of the Rashba. He's saying the Yisoid of the Ran. Because if the first Monday was a Yoy Mazik, that means licked in the Teva from every single Monday, that Monday is a Yoy Mazik. One more. And this is really a Mefurish Gemara almost. The Gemara is a Masechtas Ksubis. Tafei Amir Aleph. Right? Ksubis Tafei is prime real estate. Right in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis. So the Gemara is discussing the first halacha of Masechtas Ksubis. Besuin is Sas. Yoyim Ravi says the Gemara. Psul and this is Ravi. Vinevelis bechamishi. A psul is supposed to get married Ravi. Vinevelis bechamishi. Why? Hoyel v'nemra bracha ledagim. And the reason is because on Yoyim Chamishi, the dogim were created, and being that the dogim were created by Yoyim Chamishi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched the dogim, what was the bracha? Pru urvu amilu es hamayin. So this bracha of pru urvu by Yoyim Chamishi, so that's why Besulim, this is Berevi, but the Be'ila, right, so it's going to be B'yoyim Erevi, but the Be'ila Rishoyin is going to be B'chamishi, because you want that Be'ila Rishoyin. It's auspicious that it should fall out on the day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this bracha pru urvu amilu es hamayin. Almana is Nisus B'chamishi, V'nivel is B'shishi. Why is Shishi? Hoyel v'nemer bray bracha la'adam. Because on Shishi you have bracha la'adam. Now, if bracha la'adam is a maila, so why don't you do that for... That's the Gemara and the Rishonim over there in Ksubas Tafei Amaral. But what emerges from the Gemara is that the Bila Rishonim was always supposed to be either b'chamishi or b'shishi. B'chamishi because it said puruvu umilu asamayim. B'shishi because you have bracha la'adam. Puruvu umilu asaretz. What does one have to do with the other? What is the fact that on the fifth day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said puruvu umilu asamayim have to do with psul and nisses b'reviv and avals b'chamishi? What is the fact that Hashem said puruvu umilu asaretz have to do with the fact that amon and nisses b'chamishi and avals b'shishi? The Teretz is this Indian. It's the Rashba. It's the Ran. The Rashba, by the way, brings us Gemara. It's the Rashba. It's the Ran. It's Rabbeinu Bechaya. By the way, when we learned Ksubas, we spoke out that the Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't understand why no one's makbid on this Indian. He says to him, it's a Pella. Say, never saw anyone makbid on this. In fact, he says a pretty sharf. He says that the Ramah already brings not to get married tzayf chaydish, right? There's different in yonim of tchilas chaydish, tzayf chaydish, ayin shab, shenogu, shalavis, ishab, ela betchilas achaydish, ba'it shalavana b'melua. And that everyone's makbid on. He says people are very careful. They don't want to get married tzayf chaydish. He says that doesn't really have any muck or any shayrish in chazal. He says, you want a muck in chazal? It's this right here. Psulin nisses b'reviv v'nevels b'chamishi hoyu v'nemer roi bracha l'dogen amon nisses b'chamishi v'nevels b'shishi hoyu v'nemer roi bracha l'adam. And he says, no, you could be miyash of the poiskim. There's maybe explanations for it, but he says at the end, mikomakim nirali. If you ask me my opinion, shekoloroi tzalakayim divri chachamin, any person that's a roitz alakayim divri chachamim, yesh loy lochus lechatchila v'taym of the bracha. And then the Pneshul gives you a bracha. He says, I bench you. So I'm telling you, yeah, bracha the Adam, yeah, bracha the Dogim, you have the bracha the Pneshul. He says, if somebody's going to follow this, and you're going to get a bracha. Interesting Pneshul tucked away. That's not the hardest Pneshul in Ksubis, but it's an interesting one tucked away right here. But regardless, this is the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days. But really, not all days were created in the same way. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was that every single Yom Rishon would be Me'ein, the original Yom Rishon. And every Yom Sheni would be Me'ein, the original Yom Sheni. Every Yom Shlishi would be Me'ein, the original Yom Shlishi. Yom Revi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Every single day is the same. Truth is, and we'll end with this, I think this is the Oymek in the Gemara, Mesechtes, Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Aleph. It's a Mishnah, Mesechtes, Talmud. Every person says it every single day. Hayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbos, sheboi hoyu alevim oymer b'veis hamikdash. Hayoyim yoyim sheni b'shabbos, sheboi hoyu alevim oymer b'veis hamikdash. And the Braisa says, ma hoyu oymerim. Right, what was the shira that the Levim used to sing every day? And if you go through the Braisa, every single day, the Levim used to sing a shira that was me'ein, what was created on that day. Right, the first day they would say, Lashem aretzum loy. Why? Al Shem Shekano the Hiknash Al Bay Lomit. That's the Akash Baruch Hu created the world. Basheni they would say Godal Hashem Hulamoid. Because that was the day that the Eibishto was Chilak Masov. He was Machlebe Mayim Lamoid. Every single day Akash Baruch Hu created something, and the shir that the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash was me'ein what it was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created on that day. The shir was always me'ein what was created. Pashit, you learn, it's like more of a historic shizach, right? Every day the Levim are gonna sing, we're being myra, maisa bereshis. I hear it. Sounds like a nice thing. But there's an oymek, there's a pnimius to it. The pnimius is because the Levim was singing a song that related to the essence of the day. Not based on something that had happened thousands of years earlier, but the essence of today. And Yom Rishon and Yom Sheni, Yom Shlish, Revi, Chamish, and Shishi are different days. Every day in its essence is different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create days. He created a Sunday and a Monday, and a Tuesday and a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, and a Shabbos Kodesh. Every day has a different essence. And because every day had a different essence, every day's Nigin in the Beis HaMikdash had to be a different Nigin. Because the Nigin was a manifestation, it was a representation of what the essence of that day was. And it's based on that nuance that the Levim would have their song they sang on Sunday, their song on Monday, their song on Tuesday. Again, this is right here on a Gemara and Sanhedrin, Samach Heim, the days that we're attaching to the Samach Vav. But really, this is also Reina Chumash Tayer, because this is really Yisoida Chasidus, Vesherisha Avoida Atmima, in terms of being Yisbarav Yisames, a little bit, my separations and understanding some of what, we're not let it really be Darish, even Bishnayim, but just again, a little bit of a Toyamel of my separations. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, every day created something else. We went through all the psukim, even with the Rashis, in terms of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created on each individual day. But the oymek is that the way the world would go on, the doyros is that every Sunday would have me'ein the toichen of what was created on Sunday, Monday. Right? People say, Tuesday is Yom Shehuchba Baikitoiv, it's a good, yeah, it's true, it is. It's a real thing. It's a very, very real thing. Either way, Tein L'chachem V'yach Gamayim, we're going to stop here.